Listening Library presents Don't Trust the Cat by Kristen Tracy. Read for you by Anna Osorio and Tara Sands. For Max, my little guy, right now and always, always. You must make your own map. Joy Harjo, a map to the next world. Note to reader. Nobody believes me when I tell this story, but it's absolutely true. 100% of these far-fetched events actually happened to me. Things could have ended a very different way for me. And I'm not alone. Here are some questions I need to ask. Do you believe in unbelievable things? What about lucky stars or the power of moonstones? If you don't, read this story. It just might change your mind. Chapter 1. The Puke Bucket. What if it's possible to fix your whole life in an instant? That's why I'm here, in my socks, huddled at the dark end of my middle school hallway, getting ready to practice pony dance moves during lunch with my only three friends in the world. Henny, Rosario, and Kit. To be super honest, which I always am, I've spent most of fifth grade acting like a scaredy cat, pretending I was cool with whatever my friends did, when really, deep down, I wasn't. I mean, I've got guts. I just don't use them. Until right now. I have to tell you something, I whispered to Henny. I have a power dance move. Shh, Henny says. I need to focus. Without my power dance move, I won't make it. Neither will Henny. As much as we try to understand 8-count beats, we don't. That's why my upcoming move doesn't require fancy counting. I've practiced it umpteen times in my garage. It's fierce. During my last practice session, I accidentally knee-squashed a spider. But that's the thing about power dance moves. The whole reason they're cool is that they're risky. I take a deep breath and imagine my body doing a double kick, cross stomp, swisher arms, shuffle jump. I'm not a trained dancer, so I don't know if my power dance move has an actual name. Maybe we should put our shoes back on, I suggest. For all my garage practice, I always wore sneakers. What if my socks don't have the traction I need? Kit pulls her shiny black hair into a high twisty knot above her head. No way! Sneaker squeak will ruin everything, Poppy! We need our moves to flow. She dives her hand through the air like a wave. Kit always says my name like I'm a weed, Poppy, and it hurts my feelings. My parents, Don and Marlena McBean, named me, their only child, after their favorite flower, the alpine poppy. It's not a weed. Let's just do it, Henny says, adjusting her headband. I probably need the most practice anyway. Rosario shrugs and follows. If I'm careful, maybe I'll be perfectly fine in my socks. I grab my spot between Henny and Rosario. I actually feel extra sorry for Henny. She has a huge heart, but zero coordination. We've been neighbors since birth, and I've seen her topple over several times just pulling on her tights. She's just not born to be a performer. If tryouts for our school play make my stomach tighten in knots, which they do, Henny's heart must be pounding like a bird trapped on the wrong side of a window. I give her a reassuring smile. She doesn't seem to notice. Found it, Kit says, pressing the play arrow and setting down her phone on the floor. The music sounds so fast as it pulses out of the tiny speaker and makes its way to our ears. I don't bother trying to change her mind again. Instead, I do what my friends do. I dance. 5, 6, 7, 8. Prance. 2, 3, and lift. 2, 3, and graze. 2, 3, and swish. 2, 3, and gallop. 2, 3, and go full pony. At Kit's final command, all four of us work our legs super fast. This is where her choreography gets tricky. My head grows hot as sweat beads form behind my ears and a small pain creeps through my knee. It's time. As the sound of our stampeding feet softly thunders down the hallway, I pull out my power dance move. Double kick, cross stomp, swish your arms, shuffle jump. I feel myself knock into somebody hard. Then I hear the slap of a body hitting the ground. Thwack! Henny! She isn't moving. I rush to scoop Henny up in a hug. What happened? Rosario asks. Henny opens her eyes and stares up at me in shock. It's alarming to see my favorite friend fully splatted on a dirty hallway floor. 1 minute I was going full pony, and the next thing I knew, my own knee hit me in the chin. I'm pretty sure it was Poppy's knee, Kit says. What was that? She swishes her arms at me. I don't know how to explain anything. I want the hallway to eat me up. Some seventh grade boys with small bags of cheese puffs walk past and laugh.
Look who just fell on her butt,
Diesel Wolfinger says, licking his orange thumb and giving me a smirk. I glance away. I try hard never to look at rude people for longer than 2 seconds so they won't imprint on my brain. That means hallways at Upper Teton Middle School can be tricky for me. Don't listen to Diesel, I whisper into Henny's ear. You got back up really fast. Henny stays quiet. We need a bunch more practice, Kit says. We look like losers. That word sticks to me and makes me feel terrible. Did Kit even see my power dance move? Is this actually gonna work? Rosario asks in a glum voice. Clearly overheated, she slides off her fake leather fringe vest and drapes it over her arm. Rosario wears that fringe vest because she thinks it looks like it costs a bunch of money. I don't feel like I need to wear rich-looking clothes. I tend to wear things that feel soft and have a little shine to them, like wet-look leggings and my lavender glitter hoodie. Kit punches the air to get our attention. Just because we suck right now doesn't mean we'll suck tomorrow. She grabs her phone and slips it in her pocket. It has to go back in her locker before class starts, or else she risks getting it confiscated by Miss Gish for the week. She's the only one of us to have a phone, and we all think it's cool. Why do you sound so mad at us? Rosario asks, petting her vest's tassels. I'm not mad, Kit yells. I'm worried. Do you know what happens if we lose the pony parts? We all stare at Kit as she turns a stormy shade of red. I don't like it when Kit asks angry questions. In fact, I rarely answer them. For real, do you know what happens if we lose the pony parts? Kit folds her arms across her chest and stares powerfully at us. Other kids get to be ponies? Rosario answers. Right, Kit says. The cool parts will go to the cool kids and we'll be left to play what's left. I roll that idea around. It doesn't sound so bad. We'll end up as something whether we practice or not. Why not sit back and enjoy lunch? We could walk the school grounds looking for lost pets. That's what Henny and I did last year. Even though we never found any, we still had a great time. For months, I've seen one cat's photo stapled to every telephone pole in my neighborhood. Princess Tofu. Last seen at a gas station escaping from a Subaru. Wouldn't we all feel better if we were searching for a misplaced cat instead of stressing out about...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?